On this episode of the Brandon Hip Hop, I'm really getting down to nitty gritty and getting real. I just noticed, you know, when you support and give support and still get fake love, and still in the midst of it all, you still gotta be a man about it and have the bigger head to walk off and not really say shit about it. Because, you know, nowadays in this industry, you have a lot of people that's planning shit on the low and think you don't know, and they try to manifest it and put it in a formality that can make it seem like it's harmless, but it really is harmless. Why are you gonna put me in a mindset thinking that you my dog and you not my dog? You know, I can give you plenty of situations where I put niggas on the shows and all that other shit, and then next thing you know, they get put on the show, they start feeling themselves like they being presented, you know, in a formality like they did it on their own. You didn't do it on your own. I put you on. And at the same sense, I have people that ask me to come to their venues, come do shows for them, all that other type of stuff, and still it's fake love. You know, in the midst of it all, being in this whole situation, understanding what fake love is and understanding why motherfuckers gotta try to put you in situations to try to make you pop off so they can have a reason to hurt you, that's so childish. And it's so, you know, it's not decent. You know, me personally, I'm just looking at this whole situation like I gotta keep my back to the wall and my eyes looking left and right, up and down, because I cannot trust any individual in this game right now. Because you gotta make sure that you are the one that's protecting yourself, because these other individuals, they are in different cliques, different groups, they're conspiring against you because you move better. I move way better. I'm Mr. Make It Happen. I make stuff happen all the time. You know, that's why they put me on a pedestal and they say, man, you know, we got to try to do something to make Loverboy mad. No, you can't make me mad because I already know that's what you're doing. I can name plenty of situations where motherfuckers do shit like that, and I tell them it does not stop the grind. It does not stop me from doing what the hell I need to do, because you guys are feeling some type of way because you're grinding and you ain't making no money. Some of you guys need to understand, being an artist, you need to get on your grind and make your own damn money and stop worrying about an artist like me that works hard. I mean, fake love is not good love. Here on the Brandon Hip Hop, I believe in real love. If you fuck with me, you fuck with me. If you don't, you don't. That's how I look at it. I don't need nobody trying to come in my life being indecent and showing me something that's unreal. If you're not real about your shit, don't present yourself for me and be that certain entity. You need to be an entity that just pass on through. That's how I feel about this whole situation, because nowadays, I'm in Atlanta. Niggas capitalizing off niggas. They capitalize off your words, what you say, they repost you, do all those things here in Atlanta. And that's what makes me put my back against the wall and have good ears and I listen, because I need to pay attention to what's going on here in the industry. Because being an independent artist, you gotta be mindful and aware of all your surroundings. You can't hardly trust anybody because you don't know who to trust, because everybody know everybody and everybody working together. And that's true facts. So in this episode, I just gave you some examples of fake love, stuff that I deal with here in Atlanta and surrounding areas. I want you guys to keep tuning into the Brandon Hip Hop. This has been an episode of the Brandon Hip Hop with your boy, Lovaboy. We out. Peace.